21. Maurice Strong. When Maurice Strong says arrogant things, we should pay heed, for he keeps elite company. Until his retirement from the post in late 2002, Strong had been a member of the foundation board of the World Economic Forum, WEF, along with the retired Archbishop of Canterbury, now known as Lord Carey of Clifton, Michael Dell, CEO of Dell Computer Corporation, Nobuyuki Ide, CEO of Sony Corporation, Heinrich von Pierre, CEO of Siemens, Peter Sutherland, chairman of Goldman Sachs International, and other globally influential businessmen and politicians. Point one, Strong had been active in the WEF since its founding in 1971. Two, in 2001, the UN Secretary General Kofi Annan prepared a foreword for Where on Earth Are We Going? Strong's newest book. Point three, the biography for Strong on Amazon.com states, among the hats he currently wears are Senior Advisor to UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, Senior Advisor to World Bank President James Wolfensohn, Chairman of the Earth Council, Chairman of the World Resources Institute, Co-Chairman of the Council of the World Economic Forum, Member of Toyota's International Advisory Board. 4. In 2003, Strong was sent to North Korea by Kofi Annan to mediate the ongoing nuclear crisis. Point 5. Strong has described himself as a socialist in ideology, a capitalist in methodology. 6. His spirituality is consistent with the URI vision. In 1978, Strong and his wife bought a large tract of land in the Baca/Crestone area of Colorado and learned that since antiquity, indigenous peoples, Sikh, had revered this sacred land as a place for conducting their vision quests, receiving shamanic training and healing. It was prophesied that the world's religious traditions would gather here and help move the world toward a globally conscious and sustainable coexistence in balance with the earth. The Strongs wholeheartedly embraced this vision. Currently, this community of world's religious traditions is the largest intentional interfaith community in North America. It has grown as a place for many of the world's wisdom traditions to be practiced, taught, and preserved. The Manitou Foundation has supported many indigenous peoples' initiatives. Groups that have received financial support and/or land grants include Native Americans, the three main Tibetan Buddhist lineages, including the High Lama of Bhutan, the Bon tradition, Zen Buddhists, Shinto, Christian, Hindu, Jewish, Sufi, and Taoist organizations. Land was also given to Naropa College and EDUCO, an international environmental training organization. Point one, the foundation's vision includes survival of a worldwide crisis and renewal afterward. Groups and communities representing the great world religions and the wisdom of the ages are settling here in order to embark on a unique experiment in human transformation and evolution. Colleges, places of worship and learning, healing centers, solar villages, projects in sustainable agriculture, and cultural/artistic projects will provide a forum and example to which the world will be able to turn in times of crisis, transition, and renewal. 2. In his autobiography, Strong includes a fictional chapter written from the vantage point of 2031, a summary of the state of the world after global ecological disaster. He begins by avowing that life on Earth is all that there is. Earth is the prison of life, and there is nothing beyond the gates of planet Earth but the formless void. Since we cannot escape, we must endure. And since we cannot give up, we must continue the struggle. 3. Despite this earthbound perspective, Strong posits the emergence of a new movement for religious unity as a beacon of hope in this future time of trouble. One of the more dramatic events of the past year was the emergence of a new movement for spiritual unity under the charismatic leadership of the man who calls himself Tati. As almost everyone by now knows, his message is deceptively simple, little more than an exhortation to people to return to the roots of their own religions, while tolerating and respecting all others as differing expressions of a universal spirituality that unites all people. Ecumenism or Unitarianism, Sikh, is not, of course, a new notion. What is new and remarkable is that people of all faiths have embraced Tati's formulations. The movement has also evoked vigorous and often hostile responses from fundamentalists of various religions. Strong, like other liberal globalists, sees only two options: acceptance of a new religion or adherence to violent, judgmental fundamentalism. In his Tale of the Future, Strong also sees a silver lining in the depopulation of the planet that would follow an ecological collapse. Certain worrying trends have even reversed, as a result not of good sense but of cataclysm. Population growth, for instance. At the end of the decade, the best guesstimates of total world population is some 4.5 billion, fewer than at the beginning of this century. And experts have predicted that the reduction of the human population may well continue to the point that those who survive may not number more than the 1.61 billion people who inhabited the Earth at the beginning of the 20th century. A consequence, yes, of death and destruction. But in the end, a glimmer of hope for the future of our species and its potential for regeneration. A universal spirituality that could see a glimmer of hope for the future of our species in the death of 3/4 of the world population is the spirituality of Moloch, not the spirituality of God. When Strong moves from speculative fiction to straightforward autobiography, he maintains the same views. He said, "We are gods now, gods in charge of our own destiny, and gods can't be capricious." One Strong admired the Inuit, among whom he worked in 1945 to 1946. At one point, he noted that one of his friends, an old woman, was missing. As Strong describes it, she had said goodbye to everybody she knew, to her family, and had walked out into a storm, never to return. The Inuit were a nomadic people living in a savage environment, surviving on meager resources, and it was an individual's duty to help the people survive. It was unthinkable to become a burden. And so they knew when it was time to go, when it was time to say goodbye. Two like Barbara Marx Hubbard and Neil Donald Walsh, Strong accepts euthanasia. It's hardly a surprise, then, that Strong took instruction in Catholicism during his time with the Inuit, but could not in the final analysis accept some of the fundamental beliefs of the Church. Three instead, Strong says, "Universalist expressions of religious belief have always attracted me, as I have always seen that the innate spirituality of people, and the common values they share, are the essential foundations for a more peaceful, cooperative world. I sense a continuity in our spiritual life paralleling that in the physical world. Our physical bodies consist of elements that have always existed. They come together to give us our distinctive identity as human beings during our lifetime, but return to the dust from which we come after we die. So the spirit that resides in our individual souls emanates from the universal spirit, becomes incarnate within us during our lifetime, to be then subsumed into the universal source. I have found the development of my inner spiritual resources one of my most constant challenges, and my connection with the cosmic forces that shape all existence has become central to me." Point four, Strong does not name these cosmic forces, however. Strong acknowledges conservative opposition to him and his agenda. "The right-wing media in the United States have recently been targeting me as a dangerous leader of a conspiracy to establish a world government that would subvert the sovereignty of the United States." Five, he adds, "these are but the deluded and paranoid ravings of the Western far right, and I wouldn't normally trouble to mention them at all except that my reaction when I hear a few of these charges is that I wish I had a smidgen of the power and money they say I have. I wish I could accomplish a few of the things they already attribute to me. Not all of them, of course. Most I wouldn't like to see happen. I do wish I could assist my many friends and colleagues in all the organizations I belong to sick. Remake the political and economic landscape." Point six, notwithstanding his desire to remake the political and economic landscape, Strong has had a long and cordial relationship with David Rockefeller. Seven, and has been affiliated with the Rockefeller Foundation and Rockefeller University. Point eight, Strong also notes that Stephen Rockefeller has led the process of drafting and promulgating the Earth Charter. 9 Act. Least one of America's richest families has no difficulty promoting the activities and beliefs of Strong, the socialist in ideology. 10 Strong avows a generally bipartisan approach to U.S. politics, since he donated over $100,000 to the Democratic campaign in 1988, and also, out of friendship with some key Republicans, raised money for the Republican National Committee. Point 1, he and George H. W. Bush became friends while Bush was U.S. ambassador to the UN. As a result, in 1992, Bush did not oppose Strong's appointment as the head of the 1992 UN Environmental Summit meeting in Rio de Janeiro. Point two, despite Strong's belief that the more wealthy societies, the privileged minority, would have to make the most profound, not to say revolutionary, changes in attitudes, values, and behavior, 3. He travels comfortably among the richest and most privileged people in the U.S.